Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Delire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 50. Are you living your best life? What does that even look like? You know, when facing great challenges in life, it's so easy to blame other people and situations for our pain. Invariably, we find that accepting responsibility for ourselves and our life is actually the only way to bring about lasting change. Blaming others is so easy. Anyone can do it. Accepting responsibility, however, requires action on our part. We blame others because it allows us to be mad at them about the problem instead of finding the solution. This makes us feel better at the moment because it gives us an excuse to take our dissatisfaction out on others. And although it may bring us a very diluted sense of temporary relief, it does not make anything better. We cannot change others, but we always have the power to change our own situation. When we blame others, however, we give our power away to them. Your life is absolutely your responsibility. You have the power to change your situation, and you deserve to live your best life. It's up to you to give it to yourself. No matter who you are, where you came from, or what you have or have not done in life, you deserve happiness and fulfillment. You deserve a beautiful life. You deserve to wake up every morning excited for the day and celebration for what may come. You deserve to wear a smile almost all the time. And you deserve to know that it is okay when you're not wearing one. You deserve to love and to be loved. You can have all of this and more. You can live in a perpetual state of enthusiasm and gratitude. You can find a place inside of you that also feels grateful for all that is, all that has been, and all that is still yet to come. You will be grateful even for your challenges, for they have helped you make you who you are. You can be so full of gratitude that you can feel its warmth inside of your physical body. You can be intrinsically happy, but it is you that must find this place, and your journey begins when you accept full responsibility for your life, where you are, and where you're going. You know, there are a few ways that you can start your journey on this way to your best life. Right off the bat, as we've talked a little bit earlier, you have to accept responsibility for your life and totally trust the process. I think this is by far the most important step in creating an incredible life for yourself. You must make a no-nonsense decision that you can and will create whatever you desire for yourself through an unwavering dedication to acceptance of responsibility. You cannot change others, so any energy spent on attempting to do so is of no avail. And above all, you must have complete faith in yourself and your ability to be awesome. Your faith must be so strong that even when things appear to go wrong, you are not discouraged. You know that everything is always working out for your good in the end. You know with every ounce of your being that as long as you continue to do the right thing and move forward, It will be okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So then that leads us to always doing the next right thing. Do the right thing on your good days and bad days. Do the right thing in front of others and when no one is watching. Do the right thing with the people you like and the people you don't like. Stand in your integrity no matter what. You will make mistakes, right? And that's okay. But you will make those mistakes standing in your integrity. You will always do your best, and that is the best you can do. But you will not knowingly and willingly sacrifice your integrity. You can forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it. It's one of my favorite lines ever. You can forgive yourself for not knowing what you did not know before you learned it. We all go through a learning process and we make mistakes on our way. So you can be kind to others because you know that they too are doing the very best with whatever it is they have. Do the right thing and treat others with respect and dignity, and you will be blessed. This is the law of the universe. And then that leads to taking complete inventory of yourself. Self-inventory proves itself a very difficult task for a lot of people, which is why I think we're so quick to blame others, because we desperately want to evade looking inward at ourselves. But look at ourselves, we absolutely must. If we wish to accept complete responsibility for our lives and find lasting fulfillment, when you get used to looking at yourself, it's really not that bad. And it gives you the great power to make changes in your life. All you have to do is step back and look at yourself when you face adversity. If you go through an undesirable situation, you must look for a solution inside of yourself. No matter what the situation or who is at fault, focus on yourself and how you react. Focus on making the best choices for yourself. Decide exactly who you want to be and practice being that person. It takes practice to be this person. Be honest with yourself when you've been making decisions based on fear or being judgmental and unforgiving. It's okay if you have things to work on. We all do. You're not supposed to be perfect. Take your inventory and reflect on how you would like to improve. You're just taking a look at where you're at on this journey to your best self. By taking full responsibility for your life, you're accepting responsibility for your life choices. When we realize that we are responsible for the choices we make, we begin to make better choices. Start making the right choices in your life today, and you will totally unlock the power to live your best life. That concludes episode 50. I would love to hear from you on either this episode or what else you would like to hear going forward. I can be reached at heidi@lovewideopen.com or hello@heididelaire.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Delaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Delaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDelaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.